This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Joining me in the studio today is Jody Martin. She is the interim CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Livingston County.
Good morning.
Jody, how are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Now, we have to point out, before we go any further, because we have another guest as well, but we have to point out that Jody's title has changed. I am not wrong about what I'm saying. You used to have two titles. Now it's just the Boys and Girls Club of Livingston County.
That is correct. One organization.
Well, we want to get Susan Popejoy in on the conversation as well. She's the president of the board for the combined Boys and Girls Club of Livingston County. Susan, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Ted.
It is great to have you both here. Let's talk about this. This was an operation we talked about last year, and you wanted to organizationally combine what was going on in Fairbury with what was going on in Pontiac. So it sounds like it all went pretty seamlessly.
Yes, it did. Wonderfully so. We have a great board of directors who all worked very hard in getting the two organizations combined. So the Boys and Girls Club of Livingston County in Pontiac and the Boys and Girls Club of Prairie Central in Fairbury are now one organization, and we're being known as the Boys and Girls Club of Livingston County with locations in Pontiac and Fairbury. So we're very happy about that.
As I understand it, there have already been some kids from the Fairbury area who've taken advantage of services in the Pontiac area.
Yeah, during the long extended break from the school, we had parents from Fairbury ask if it was okay that they come and bring their kids to Pontiac. And we were absolutely, of course. We're one. We're here to serve kids, and we're here to provide a service. And so we had several families that brought their kids over every day during the time that the schools were closed.
And, of course, no adjustment needed for the membership because the memberships, as I remember our earlier conversation, just blended together. Members in one place were automatically members in another place.
They have the same membership card.
It's very exciting because this is an organization that serves a lot of kids, and I understand that you want to use 2018 to serve even more. Expansion is on your mind?
So we're looking at hopefully getting some dollars from the 21st Century Grant, and that is through our Boys and Girls Club Illinois Alliance. And we have been slotted for two sites, one in Forest, which is the Prairie Central Junior High, and one in here in Pontiac for the Pontiac Junior High. If approved by the state, that would start in September of this year if we got the funding.
So you would actually have four active locations operating within the same umbrella organization?
Yes.
So what happened, Susan, with the board? You say you're the president of the combined board. Did board members have to step down, or did you simply combine the organizational leadership, or what did you do?
We were very fortunate that we were able to just combine the boards. There were a few of the members that rolled off as their terms had already expired from the previous organizations. And so we will be looking to fill about three slots this year with additional board members to help us cover everything that needs to be covered. But we're very excited that both boards have worked well together through the merger and hope to continue that through this year.
Now, if a person is interested in that kind of a position, what do they have to do? How would they apply?
They would just contact either of the clubs. They could contact Jody or they could contact myself. We'd be happy to share information with them about what being a board member entails. And then if they were interested, we would get approval and vote on from the board, the remaining board.
That's Susan Popejoy. She is the president of the board for the combined Boys and Girls Club of Livingston County. Also with us in the studio is Jody Martin. She is the interim CEO for that same organization, now combining all the locations in Livingston County. And as we say, hoping to add more. And one way to get mom and dad interested is to offer them wine and beer and cheese and crackers and all the things that go along with it. And I'm not being facetious. You've got a big event coming up in just a few weeks.
So this will be our first combined event as an organization, as Boys and Girls Club Livingston County. And so it used to be Prairie Central did a wine tasting event. Now we've combined the beer with it, so it's the wine and beer tasting event. We were able to get Distills Brewery involved out of Bloomington, so they're going to provide the beer, and then Dave's Market is providing the wine. We do ask, though, that you bring your own glass. Otherwise, we're just going to have the little tiny plastic ones.
Okay. Well, now people have plenty of time to plan for this. This is coming up in March. How do they get tickets? How is it all happening? How can people be a part of this?
Tickets are available to purchase through any of the board members, first of all. But for the general public who maybe not know who the board members are, they can purchase at both clubs and also at Popejoy Plumbing and Heating, the locations in Pontiac and Fairbury, and also at Dave's Supermarket in Fairbury.
why are we doing this? What are you going to use the money for?
So we're going to be able to provide, increase our programming, and I think I've talked to in the past, increasing STEM activities. And we really want to add even more arts and bring in maybe even more drama and dance. You know, those are things that we can't just do out of a whim. We have to actually plan for them and have the funding to do it. But it also allows to make sure that our staffing levels are correct, you know, with the kids that we're serving.
Well, speaking of the kids that you're serving, are they aware of this transition? As you say, it's an organization that is expanding to meet the need. Have the kids noticed this at all, or are they just there having a good time?
They're there to have fun. They really don't see. It's so seamless. They have no idea that we're one organization, which is what we wanted to. We wanted them to know that it's still the same place that they go to have fun and be safe every day.
Well, we always like to give you an opportunity to talk about what a great value this is. So if a person does not have kids who are part of the Boys and Girls Club of Livingston County, should they just get in touch with you, Jody? Is that the best way to do it?
They can contact me either at Fairbury or here in Pontiac. We also can check our website. We put the membership application up there. It's a new membership application. I know we got two new members yesterday just coming in, hearing about us, and it's exciting. It's exciting to see the growth. A lot of activities happening.
Well, and speaking of activities, something else we should mention that's just dawning on me is, as you say, on snow days, other kinds of emergency days, the staff of the Boys and Girls Club has to work harder as opposed to taking the day off like some people get to do. You are open on those kinds of occasions.
We are. When the schools are closed, the club is open. And that's really our motto, other than ice, tornado, and blizzard. We are pretty much open. So when it was cold and it was, you know, below zero, because we don't provide the transportation. The parents bring them to us. So we're there, and as long as it's safe for the staff to get there, we're open.
And, of course, the kids aren't just being housed. They are actually involved in productive activities.
Yesterday, they made homemade bouncy balls. They had different colored paints, and it was an interesting activity, but they had a great time.
Sounds like it'd be perfect for kids. Ladies, anything we've left out? Anything you'd like folks to know as we start 2018 with the Boys and Girls Club?
Just look forward to all of the other events that we'll have throughout the year. Look forward to the sporting events also. The athletics will be combined between both clubs. So if your child can't go to something in Pontiac, they can go to Fairbury or vice versa. And we look forward to a growing new year with a lot of excitement and serving a lot of children.
Well, it sounds like you've hit 2018 with a lot of positive momentum. So we will keep in touch, and we'll have you in once a month, as always, to talk about what's going on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jody Martin is the interim CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Livingston County. Susan Popejoy is the president of the board for the same organization, and they've joined us this morning on the Community Forum on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.